Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hooks, please, everyone, on Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Allison, you understand that this here game is played.
Yep.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. Today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Hit Me with Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
I'm
going to
take License to Spill.
The California Highway Patrol warned Fresno area residents of a very sticky situation resulting from a truck losing its load on the roadway. I don't know, they call me truck. Anyway, the CHP Fresno said on social media that the spill occurred Monday evening in the southbound lanes of Highway 99. They shared photos of cargo on the road as well as a sticky mess caused by cargo being run over by other vehicles. The California Department of Transportation crew was summoned to the highway to clear the mess, and after a few hours, the highway was finally cleared to be driven again. The question is, what did the truck spill, and what did other vehicles drive through? Was it honey? Was it maple syrup? Was it blueberries? Or was it glue? So honey, syrup, blueberries, or glue, what spilled on the roadway, and people just drove through it anyway?
You know, I'm going to say honey. I don't think it's glue.
Hello.
And I don't think they have blueberries in that central, valley.
Okay,
so you're going honey.
I'm going, doesn't seem like a big pancake area thing down there. More, like crepes.
Sure, of course.
I'm going glue.
And what'd she take?
Honey. She took honey.
You know what? Screw it. I'll take syrup.
Syrup for 10.
Oh, you know what? No, check that. I'm taking blueberries.
Blueberries. Okay.
Because they get sticky, too.
What was spilled all over the road there in Fresno? Was it honey, maple syrup, blueberries, or glue? We'll let you know next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Category license to spill on profile. This California Highway Patrol warned Fresno residents that a semi had spilled a sticky stuff substance all over the roadway to avoid the area for a while. It was eventually cleared up after a couple hours. Question is, what did the truck spill all over the road? Honey, maple syrup, blueberries, or glue?
And Allison, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Mouse Montgomery. You went glue.
I went glue.
It was not glue. Allison. You wouldn't, honey, honey. Oh, I'm afraid it was not honey. Not the end of the world. And Ted originally went, oh, God.
Maple syrup, maple syrup.
Then Ted said, no, F that. I'm going to go blueberries. Ted settled on blueberries. And he was correct.
Yes! Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now. Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right. Your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Steven.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the title. These guys have talented teams of writers to help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The NBA season officially tipped off on NBC. You know the NBA is on NBC because when a player commits a foul, you hear the Law and Order music. LeBron James didn't play, but he did appear in 50 DraftKings commercials with Kevin Hart.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Fallon. The new NBA season officially tipped off right here on NBC.
You know the NBA is on NBC because when a player commits a foul, you hear this. Yeah, that's it. That's the way we do it. LeBron James didn't play tonight. However, he did appear in 50 DraftKings commercials with Kevin Hart.
The White House is undergoing some changes to the East Wing. And if you're wondering what it looks like, just think about that weird old place you had your senior prom.
Myers. Fallon.
Smith!
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
And you're not wrong.
Did you see the pictures of that place?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's how he likes to design stuff. I just remember going to a prom at like a golf, like a country club. And we were like, what in the hell?
Yeah, because it was designed in 1982.
Many experts are concerned that an AI bubble in the stock market, which would be a disaster, because presently the AI industry is 17 the size of the dot-com frenzy. That was 25 years ago. And that crash was so bad, a lot of us had to take our pets.com to a farmupstate.org.
Let's say Colbert.
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 Experts are worried about an AI bubble in the stock market, which would be a disaster because presently the AI industry is 17 times the size of the dot-com frenzy, okay? That was 25 years ago, and that crash was so bad, a lot of us had to take our pets.com to a farmupstate.org.
According to new research, the world's most disliked airline is American Airlines. Today, both Spirit and Southwest looked at each other like, how?
Fallon.
Seth?
Fallon.
According to a new report, the world's most disliked airline is American Airlines.
Oh.
Yep, today both Spirit and Southwest looked at each other like, how?
I don't know, man. I was just on a bunch of Southwest flights. It was fine.
Oh, they're saying American Airlines.
Right. Well, I know. I took an American Airlines flight recently, too.
Yeah, it was fine.
But, yeah, it's always easy to make fun of Spirit. I've never taken Spirit, so I can't say anything about it. But, like, I just learned the hard way. Southwest, you just got to make sure you get to the gate on time and line up.
I can't say anything bad about it. So, like, United, they, maybe 2 years ago, they were the number one airline to kill your pet if you were going to fly with your pet. But the thing, I just can't get past it with Spirit. And look, things happen, but just the fact that you're mid-flight and a bat starts flying around the cabin, man.
But I think it's not on one of the most hated airlines because you know what you're getting when it comes to
True.
If you go to Walmart, you know that you're going to get something for cheap. You're going to get plenty of it. However, then the quality might
and
be lacking.
And eye candy if the candy is black licorice.
Yeah.
Right. The black Some licorice people of like eye it. Candy. Overwhelmingly, people do not.
The good and plenty of eye candy.
Walmart.
Oh, no.
The NFL's moving its Pro Bowl festivities, which is a great word, to Super Bowl week beginning this February. Basically, Roger Goodell announced a change on Wednesdays after they had the fall owners meeting. The plans to hold the Pro Bowl games on Tuesday night, February 3rd in the Bay Area. Change of venue from Orlando. Basically, the Pro Bowl is still going to be the same thing. Flag football between the AFC and NFC. They put that in 2023. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is the better choice because at least with flag football, they're being competitive.
Yeah.
You I might injure yourself, but you're not hitting each other. I mean, a couple times if you see a few blows, but overwhelmingly, they want to win and they put some effort in. Where when it was the standard football game, it's like, come on, man.
Well, they said like the NFL is trying to capitalize on the increased interest in flag football.
Yeah.
Which I get, right? It's going to be in the 2028 Summer Olympics and this and that. But also, like, I think it's a good idea because it's just a skills competition. Have it the same week.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think it's a great idea.
Because everybody, you know, because that week before, like, I mean, look, if you're a real junkie, you'd watch it, but you'd still be like, what are we doing? But if you put it on that Tuesday,
you realize night, you're a junkie when you're asking. You're not going to stop watching it, but you do ask yourself.
And a lot of the best players in the NFL, they're already at the Super Bowl. They have signing obligations. They have meet and greets. Mm. They have all that stuff going on.
The only thing I would say,
a lot of those guys are already there.
The only thing I would say different, honestly, is. You already have a national team that plays flag football.
Yeah.
Like,
have them go up against the NFL guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Just for the hell of it. Because there is differences in the game and stuff. In theory, the NFL guys, like, because they're all specialists, should be fine. You know what I mean? And then, I don't know, go back to the old thing. Have all the linemen sit up there and just see who can bench the most.
Also,
squat
the most. You can do that. Or you could, like, bring in, like, kind of like the celebrity NBA games. Where, you know, one team's got Stamos, a quarterback. The other team's got somebody else.
Yeah, good luck. Pretty quarterback.
Good luck. Then, you know, you got a couple of, you know, the TV stars on the outside or whatever. They got to figure it out against, you know.
That'd be cool. I'd watch it, man.
Obviously, we all know we're getting towards the holiday season. The first one, of course, would be Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good list of the best slasher movies of all time. I just have the top 10.
Slasher. So you got to think Jason and Michael are on there, right?
Somewhere on there.
Because they're the, like, the in my mind, they're the original slashers. When it used to be horror movies, and then you started getting into the slasher stuff.
I feel like the greatest slasher would be Scream. Because that, to me, is a true slasher. It's like the best defined
Or the original
slasher.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
All right, so Texas Chainsaw Massacre, number 6 on the list.
Okay.
How Scream didn't make this list, I don't
it's
know.
It's not.
No
kidding. I mean, it's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing, right. It's them kind of being a slasher movie.
Right, trying not to be slashed.
So how about Friday the 13th?
Not on the list.
Halloween.
Halloween's number one.
Okay.
Number one. There
we go. And how was Friday the 13th? Maybe because he varies it up.
Right.
Right, Michael Myers, he's going to stab you. Jason, I saw him kill one woman by stuffing a plastic trumpet in her eyeball. One time, he zipped a kid into the sleeping bag and swung him into a tree.
Right.
That was funny, but right, not slasher.
Right, so like number 10 is Alice, Sweet Alice from 1976.
I've never even heard of that one.
1981, number 9, you have The Burning.
The Burning. That's not slashing, that's burning.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So in 64, you have Blood and Black Lace.
No idea.
No.
That just sounds like nobody had a safety word. Right? Best slasher movies of all time. Number 7, Deep Red from 1975.
No.
And then, like Miles, he said Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That shows up there. Number 5, you have Peeping Tom from 1960.
No.
Seems like there was a golden era, this.
Yeah,
60s and 70s.
There was, because number 4 on the list, now we all know this one, Psycho.
Yeah.
Now that's, again, definition of a slasher movie, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's a black job. He's got his dead mom's body in there, but, you know, he...
he checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, it's just the one scene anyone thinks of. granted, it's an right. iconic scene.
I mean, there's a couple scenes that are in the movie, but you're right. It's not a big, like, slasher horror. People right. died, but it... Yeah.
It was more weird than slasher.
I can see it being on the list as an inspiration for the slasher movie.
Fair enough.
All
fair
right,
enough.
Next on the list, number three, you have Black Christmas, 1974.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't remember that.
Those kind of Black Christmas movies, one. Though, I think are generally like a soulful Christmas. Right?
This is just starring like, Pam Grier and Billy Dee Williams.
It's Tyler bad. Perry presents
Black Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a Black Christmas.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I wondered.
I guess he's slashing.
I mean, he's got the Wolverine hand.
Right, so does Wolverine count as a slasher movie? Right?
It should.
I mean,
he's got one move.
He did just as much slashing as Jason did. Because Freddy had a lot of different weird ways that he killed people.
True. You know, that's a good point.
He took advantage of the nether realm that was the dream world.
And both do it comically.
Yeah.
Like they'll drop a funny line. Like
Freddy's one, he just can't help himself. Like, Freddy, can you kill someone without saying anything stupid? It's almost like they made a bet. Right. He's like, I'm trying. Don't say anything dumb. Don't. Damn it, I have to say something.
It's like, if you were this funny, they wouldn't have killed you.
Oh, damn. That was Mike's last words. You know, Freddy, just quick side note.
Well, generally, yeah, comedy and cold-blooded murder, like, don't go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, like, the guy might laugh while he's slashing you, but just because he's insane.
That's why I'm worried about Jordan Peele.
I feel like the slasher movies will make you laugh more than most movies. Because they're so ridiculously over the top, they're not scary.
Right.
So basically all you do is just sit there and laugh at the ridiculousness of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like a quick jump scare and then you chuckle.
Yeah. Like, but think about like Jack the Ripper, right? We all know that story. There's a couple theories, but none of them are like, he was a comedian, right?
Catch like, him on Thursdays at the Yuck Factory.
He was really doing that, though.
Right. The they're like, right, he was either
like Jeffrey Dahmer,
a barber or a doctor.
Yeah.
Right. Right, again, Jeffrey Dahmer, of all the things they say about him, like nobody's like, God damn, was he funny, though? That was the weird part.
Because he didn't drop any lines.
Hey, Gacy was a clown.
That is true.
Clowns are different.
But he was the scariest. Like, you look at the picture of him as a clown, and you're like, dude, he looks like a serial killer.
Yeah. Yeah, and clowns, if you're a professional clown. You could hear my voice.
Sorry, clowns.
If you're a professional clown, but like, I don't put you in the same group as comedians or comedic actors.
You're not.
Or people that do improv.
Yeah.
But you put
your BS comedy.
Right.
It'd be more throwing. Vaudeville, I think, if you're going to give them something.
Sure.
Because it's all physical.
Right. Stage presence style comedy.
Well, and whatever. The clown's already kind of messing with you, right?
Sure.
Like, when does that handkerchief end? Right? Which is a weird little circle of hell. Like, the clown is like, it's funny when you watch him do it to other people. Whereas a comedian,
what was Bob Goldthwait's clown?
Oh, what was the movie?
It was like Tickles the Clown, something.
I can't remember. If I were a clown, two things I would do. One, my scarf would only be like 1 inch long. Right, because everyone's waiting for it to take
shape.
So when they grab it, it's just done. And then my little, the flower that shoots water. But it's rubbing alcohol.
Right in the eye.
Yeah.
If I know you, I feel like it'd be Jack Daniels.
I wouldn't have to shoot into my mouth.
Why is Nipples over there sucking on his flower?
That's how he gets ready.
His big shoes in it.
All right. So even if you don't watch college football, right? College game day is kind of an institution. And credit to Fox. They're doing a good job with that big noon kickoff, trying to get it going. Mm-hmm. The thing, too, is once you're kind of the first or the older one, like, it doesn't matter who CBS puts on their game day show. The NFC always just has the number one show.
Sure.
Whatever network the NFC has been on.
That is the one.
That, traditionally, mm-hmm. is always going to be the one that has better ratings. And I don't know if it's because the teams are older or this or that. It's just kind of the way it is. So, like, Big Noon, they'll get better numbers, right? They got Portnoy on there and stuff now. And, like, they're trying, but it's just hard to create. You had Lee Corso on there for years. Like,
right.
That's what I'm saying. Even if you weren't a big college fan, you knew about game day. And when it comes to your town... Yeah. It is a massive
I also think
thing.
It's the size of the market. You got, you know, the Rams in L.A., or you've got the Bears in Chicago, Philly, New York.
You have the Giants.
Washington, D.C. Yeah, I mean, you got all these teams that are in bigger markets than, say, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati,
sure.
Baltimore. So there's going to be more people who are fan bases and watching them.
Yeah, and when you talk about New York City, what a massive, you know what I mean? But I was talking to a guy this weekend. He was from New York, and finally I said, you a Giants fan? And he just kind of put his head down on, oh, Jets, huh? He's like, yeah, there is a lot of us, but he's like, you know, just most of it is
it
Giants fans.
Absolutely.
There's no point in going to the game.
Jesus Christ. I know. So game day is going to be in Nashville this weekend. So there's a ton of people, right? They always have a guest picker.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, in Seattle, one year, it was Hope Solo.
Okay.
Who's the comedian? Talk Soup and everything.
Joel McHale.
Joel McHale. He's done it because he played at UW. So some of the people they have on the list that are kind of interesting, like Kenny Chesney, right?
Okay.
Massive Tennessee. Now, granted, they're there for a Vanderbilt game, so I don't think...
It doesn't matter.
I don't think it's going to be him.
Okay.
Right? Luke Bryan, he's done it before. Chris Stapleton. That one was kind of interesting. I didn't know that he went to Vandy before he dropped out to do music.
I'm glad you boys asked my opinion.
Well, thank God he dropped out.
The one...
Morgan Wallen?
No.
I don't care, man. I was here to drink.
The one on the list, honestly, they should use is Lainey Wilson.
Hell yeah.
You would get the popular, ratings. Right? You know her. Everybody knows her name, even if you don't like country music. She was on Yellowstone. People kind of forget before she really blew up. It's like, yeah, if you're going to have it in town... Yeah. You're going to do it there. Like, have her do it. That's
please.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy with it. There you go, Miles.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go, world to the wise. Don't get a penis enlargement from a guy in a 1995 Toyota Corolla.
Noted.
Meanwhile, because of an animal nest and a kitchen fan, a family apartment goes down the hola. Pennsylvania man doesn't like when people have sex with his mom. A woman says because of her heels, her new boyfriend is gone. Mm-hmm. And a college professor beats a kid for riding his e-bike. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. Much like Miles, when I read the headline, I completely misunderstood the story. The story is actually awful. So we go to Houston, where a first date did not end as planned. A couple were walking out of the local Voodoo Donut Shop. Side note, they have expanded to Texas. At 2 o'clock in the morning, when they were stunned by a pair of blinding headlights headed straight for them. They attempted to get out of the way of the car, but seeing as it was barreling down the road at 70 miles an hour, the man was struck by the vehicle. He did unfortunately pass from his injuries, and the woman who hit him has been taken to court on manslaughter charges. But the reason that she gave for hitting him was that her Louboutins got caught on the gas pedal, making her unable to slow down.
And Louboutins are what, her high heels?
Her high heels, yes.
She didn't mention the booze or the cocaine she was on?
Correct. The cocaine baggies that they found all over the place and the 0.301 blood alcohol content that they found her with.
What town was this in?
2 a.m.
No, what town?
Oh, Houston.
Wow. Well, I mean, also, she's wearing Louis Vuittons. I'm not shocked she does coke.
She's very rich.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. The understanding is that she was very, very wealthy.
But like Miles, I read the headline as, this first date, she just hit this dude with her car, and I'm like, why?
I thought the same thing. Like, damn, man.
Like, oh, no, this sucks. Louis Vuittons. And that is too damn close to Louis Vuitton. So and I've been getting that wrong my entire life.
Louis Vuittons.
Louis Vuittons.
Yeah, I would know.
Yeah.
It's not the coke. It's not the alcohol.
Right.
It's my heels.
Because your heel got stuck behind the dog. Okay. At 70 miles an hour.
I'll be damn honest. I didn't know what the hell they were either until Cardi B with Bodak Yellow and talking about red bottom shoes. I'm like, red bottom? These bloody shoes. I'm like, what is she talking about? My buddy's like, it's a high-end women's high heel.
Is it the buddy I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah, God almighty. I love this guy. I do.
Yeah.
I do. And he's a giant of a man, right?
So okay.
He's built like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And about a year ago, he bumped into me and my wife at actually the watering hole. You weren't there. And he came over and he's a very gifted orator, if you will.
Absolutely.
Right? So he's talking, but they started talking about women's shoes, right? My wife just kind of cocked her head to the side like, dude, you know a lot about women's shoes. And he looked at it, and I love how he said this. He's like, just call me one of the ladies. And then he went back into his spiel about women's shoes. I mean, dude, but somehow he's cool when he does it.
Yeah.
None of us can get away with the way he gets sit down. You could go to a bachelorette party, and they would all be listening to him because he'd be like, oh, girl, I know.
Just holding court.
Yeah, it's amazing.
In other news, rough story out of Pennsylvania, another amorous couple's night didn't end the way that they intended either. The couple in their 50s were in the man's truck outside of her home having a little fun before saying goodbye for the night. But out from the house walked the woman's 24-year-old son, who was less than happy that the two were hooking up in his truck because that's his mom.
Well, yeah, that's why you're here, boy.
Yeah. They had been engaging in a sexual relationship for some time, and he took issue with that. He made a couple of failed attempts to accomplish his mission before getting into the back seat of the truck and pointing the 9mm handgun that he had in his possession at the back of the man's seat. And in spite of pleas from his mother, he fired a couple shots through the seat into the man's torso. He called 911 and blamed on himself, rather, and blamed the physical engagement with his mother that made him act out of control. He was arrested on a handful of charges and currently due in court. Look, dude, I understand. You don't like that somebody's fooling around with your mom.
Sure.
I can fully understand
that. I
don't
like that my dad's fooling around with my mom, but still.
Right.
But dial it back, bro.
And maybe you've had a conversation. I don't care how many conversations you've had. This is not the answer. Your mom is still her own person. Unless he is doing something physical to you at 24 years old. Kind of odd, but okay.
Yeah.
If mom's just getting handsy in the truck, you don't get to do this.
Let your mom have fun.
Right. I went out of control. I know. It would drive me crazy, too.
I mean, it's already extreme that he's sitting behind him with the weapon.
Right.
But to actually fire a couple rounds into the guy, like, are you, like...
Right.
Yeah. It's also kind of extreme. I mean, if I'm the guy, like, son, do you understand why you're on this planet?
Right.
Your mom, before me, did this kind of thing with someone else, your father, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe the divorce, maybe die. I don't know.
My question is, you're 24. Why aren't you trying to go and do the same thing with somebody else?
Why are you worried about me?
Right.
You weirdo.
Go jump in your own car. Go see if you can catch one. Go.
Yeah, borrow my car. But leave me alone.
All right. Use my truck. I'm going to go use your room.
On your Star Wars bed.
I'm not going to change the sheets. Establish dominance.
Uh-huh.
To Michigan, where the fire crews found a source of an interesting fire. They were called to a home over the weekend where a fire unexpectedly broke out inside of the walls of the home. They did a little digging and figured out that the fire had originated from the kitchen's exhaust fan over the stove.
Oh.
But before you think this homeowner was negligent about common fire hazards, they discovered that the fire was due to a bird that had laid its nest inside of the shaft. The nest had accumulated enough grease to eventually become a fire hazard and ignited. Crews shared the story online and used it as an opportunity to warn neighbors to, one, check their fans, and to, two, make sure that the exhaust chutes have covers over them to keep unwanted animal intruders out.
I think they also need to put a PSA out to birds. Don't make a nest here.
Right.
Bad things happen.
Just hang a sign. No.
No. Just
maybe don't. Make a nest everywhere.
They don't make them anywhere. I got one in the corner of my house every spring. I know they're back.
Yeah.
And it's the beautiful little baby birds chirping at 5:30, and it just pisses my wife off. It's crazy. Yeah. Shut the F up. My baby, they're little baby birds.
Right. I'll take a bird's nest over a bee's nest. I had a wasp nest off my shed. I don't know if I showed you guys the picture of the big SOB that I pulled off.
No.
But what I do like is there's a bee's nest that's across the street from my house where the school's at over there. There's a bunch of ivy that's in there, so now it's not harming anybody. Like, these bees put it in the right spot. I remember I was walking by one day. There was a whole bunch of bees just going all around this one spot of the ivy.
Yeah.
And then I walked by, I was like, oh by God, they've actually made a little nest in there.
Yeah.
Underground bees. Look at that. You guys are out of the way.
Underground bees. That's what I call it when it's hot.
Damn it, Steve. But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
If you need your dose of oxytocin for the day, look no further than our latest story of unlikely best friends. A woman told her story of hearing faint mews coming from outside of the home and investigated to find a small black kitten that had gotten separated from its mother.
What's up?
Hey.
You looking at that woman?
She believed more than likely it was a stray cat that had a litter of kittens that this one broke off of. She quickly took the little lady in and deemed her new inside cat. What's more is the household already had an animal that she would have to get used to. A chocolate lab that dwarfs the new kitten. And the two could not be better friends. She said that she follows him everywhere that he goes, and he's just as obsessed with her. The photos are just, they're just too much.
What's up, big man?
Hey.
Give me some. I like walking under you and looking up. You know what I'm saying?
You're one of them chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I like me some chocolate.
What kind of chocolate are you?
You call me Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, no. Bedroom Sports. You got college football underway over on ESPN2 and CBS Sports. You got NBA basketball on ESPN, NHL hockey over on TNT, and True TV if you want to go check out some sports on tonight. As far as your weather, it's coming. Got cloudy skies and a low of 52 tonight, which if it's warmer at night, that's not good for us.
Right, that's always the bad side.
The clouds are coming in. We're expecting a cloudy day and a high of 63 tomorrow. And get ready, guys. The rain is on its way. That's up your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.